have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Felt like you can't move, you know what I'm saying? We put you in check. You ain't gon' flex. Roll with the best. Slap in the neck. You might be a snake, but I got the venom. We chop like an axe. You would just talk. I got the action like a movie star. Put you to sleep. You ain't gon' peep. Yeah, those are the facts. We put you in check. Ain't gon' flex. Slap in the neck. You might be a snake, but I got the venom. We chop like an axe. You would just talk. I got the action like a movie star. We put you to sleep. You ain't gon' peep. Yeah, those are the facts.
Facts. Keep me on top when I roll in these racks. Never get caught cause I cover my tracks. Where would I want?
I will fly away. Did y'all hear what he said? He said, I will fly away. That was beautiful right there. I just had a moment with myself. You know, there's certain songs you hear and the words that just touch you in a way like, oh my God. The words just, they touch something deep down in your spirit, in your heart. It's just like, wow. You just connect with it and vibe. That's one of those songs. Welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And I'm telling you, God, it seems like it's been forever. It has been a mighty long time. But you know what? We're back. We're back here for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And you know what? I say it quite often. I say it all the time. Matter of fact, I probably said it the last time. But you know what? I mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it that last time. Or the last time I said that was going to probably be the last time. but I really missed you guys. I'm so glad you could just take out a small amount of your time from your day, your night, and spend it with me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And you know what? I always have to read the disclaimer to you, which is I don't do this for me. I don't do it for me because I don't need no help. I'm good. I ain't crazy. I ain't no problems like that. Y'all don't want to be the problems. That's why I do what I do, because I'm a helper and a giver. I want to give you guys something that you can take with you and be better. Learn yourself better. Know yourself better and do better. Here we go. This first segment is the Out of Order segment. Woo, I tell you one thing. Before I get into the Out of Order, let me tell you something. I would be out of order if I didn't take this time to say thank you to the wonderful woman of God, the visionary Miss Kimmy Robinson, for giving me such a wonderful platform in which I can use to help you people. Yes, Elation Magazine, catch it, because it's only growing. All right? Here we go. Out of order. Now, let me tell you something. This out of order, it could be you. Mm-hmm. It could be a family member, could be a friend, could be a coworker, could be a stranger in the street, someone you see at your local grocery store, at the bank, or someone you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful, sunny, and humid day, because it's hot, y'all. I'm telling y'all, it's hot. It's so hot. I saw the devil selling ice cream cones, and he was selling them so high he knew could nobody afford to buy them. He was just eating. That's how hot it is. Now, let me tell you something. If you don't recognize any of these and anybody that you know, that's because all of them are you, and you are completely and totally out of order. Let's get right into it, okay? You're welcome. Out of order. Number one, if this is you, you're out of order. Let me tell you something. If your breath smells so bad that even your thoughts stink, you out of order. First of all, let me tell you something. You better start chewing some gum. Brush your teeth. Floss. Use some mouthwash. Don't be talking to me in your breath state. If I got to lean back when you talk to me because I'm trying to dodge your words, yeah, that's a problem. If this is you, you're showing up out of order. Number two, oh, Lord Jesus. If you got a nose ring, which ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with a nose ring. But if this is you, you out of order. If you got a nose ring with a booger as a bat to hold it in, you out of order. First of all, it's nasty and disgusting. That really is nasty and disgusting. If you got, wait a minute. What type of extra strip booger is in your nose to be used as a bat to hold a nose ring in place? I'm just saying. Come on. Get your regular bat and slash that booger out. Number three, if this is you, you out of order. Lord Jesus. If you storing food crumbs in your belly button, you out of order. That is disgusting. You know what that means? That means you ain't never planning on taking no bath or no shower. Why? Because you don't want to get your food wet. Come on now. It's nasty. If this is you, you showing up out of order. Number four. If you got chest hair implants, wait a minute. Who are you trying to impress with your chest hair? Men? Or women. Why would you pay money to get some chest hair implanted? And you don't even know whose hair you implanted into your chest. You know what? It could be somebody else's chest hair. Yeah, the hair off somebody else's chest. Could be hair from somebody's head. Could be some hair from somebody's butt. Could be hair from somebody, well, you know what, the other place. But stop it. But this is you. You showing up out of order. If your eyebrows got gas, I don't understand that one. You ain't washing your face? How your eyebrows got dancer? Huh? How old is those eye boogers in the corner of your eye? Your eye crust is so nasty that now you got dandruff in your eyebrows? Come on, man. Quit that. Wash your face. If this is you, you showing up out of order. Number six. Oh, Lord Jesus. If your cooking is so bad that the rats in your house choose to eat the poison, you know what? That's just, I can understand that not everybody knows how to cook. But surely everybody knows how to put something in the microwave and hits a button. And then when you hear it go, ding, open the door and take it out. Come on now. Get your microwave cookbook. If this is you, you show them the color of water. Number 7. If you're in a wheelchair studying to get your motorcycle license, what the hell are you going to do with a motorcycle license if you can tie it to a wheelchair? I'm not saying that people in a wheelchair can't ride motorcycles, but really, when the last time you saw a paraplegic on a motorcycle? I don't understand. You know what? I just don't know if they build a Harley for someone with that type of handicap. And they ain't got nothing against nobody in a wheelchair, but I'm just saying. Come on now. Come on now. If this is you showing up out of order, you're welcome. If you consider your dirty nails as bite-sized snacks, that's just disgusting. You don't clean your hands. You don't wash your hands. So you just let food and stuff get kicked out. You know, it just ain't food. It's dirt and mud under your nails. And you consider it as a tasty snack. That's why you like to bite your nails when they're full of dirt and food. Come on now. That's disgusting. If this is you showing us out of order, if you got a glass eye with a crack in it, see, if your glass eye got a crack in it, then it just messes up. I know it don't affect your vision, but it just make your eye look kind of, I'm being honest, if I'm looking at you and I'm looking at your glass eye and it's got a crack in it, we can't see the eye to eye. You know why we can't see eye to eye? Because your eye got a crack in it. If this is you, finally, you out of order. Y'all know they're getting ready to have that school starting back up. Okay? In-person school. I mean, the kids is going back. They open it back up. They starting school. The online stuff is going away. They're getting them back in the classroom. Ain't no problem with that. Ain't got no problem with it. Just use the safety protocols. And parents, use your own discretion as to whether you want to send your child to school or continue to online study. But if this is you, you show them out of order, okay? If you're teaching your kids how to fight their teacher, you're out of order, okay? First of all, why would you teach your kids how to fight the teacher? The kids are already bad, okay? Now you're trying to teach them how to fight your teacher. Okay, they're already getting bad grades. They got a bad attitude, okay? Now you know what? Bad grades and bad attitude. Now they're going to school to try to fight the teacher. You know what they're going to have? Well, it's bad luck if I'm a teacher, but they're going to get beat the hell up. You're welcome. This next segment, I'll tell you what. But the way this thing is going, I mean, I would tell you right now, there's some opportunities out there for people. I mean, right now, I mean, there are more jobs than people that want to work. I mean, everybody's hiring. Any and everybody's hiring. Because then, and everybody heard that, you know, fast food restaurants are offering you work today, pay today, sign-on bonus to work in all these fast food restaurants in different places. People are begging people to come back to work. But why would they? Because they make more sitting at home doing nothing. It's stupid for me to go to work and take a pay cut where I can sit at home and do nothing and make more money. Think, idiots. But there's some people that's sitting at home, you know what? I feel you're getting more money, but you still ain't being responsible. You're not being responsible with your money. So you know what? Your credit is jacked up. If your credit is jacked up, you know what? That not only affects you, but it affects your children and your children's children, because it limits the amount of things that you can buy, because the interest rates is so high. When you go to buy things, they penalize you for bad credit. And some people don't know their credit bad. Some people don't realize they're credit bad, so I'm here to help you with this segment called Credit So Bad. Now, your credit might be bad. It might be a family member with bad credit. Could be a friend. Could be a coworker, someone you see at your local grocery store, or a stranger in the street, at the park, as you're walking through the park on a beautiful, hot, humid day. I honestly believe that it's our duty and obligation to try and help each other and point out things like bad credit, so people can be more responsible. And so not just be more responsible, but they can be at an advantage instead of a disadvantage when buying things, especially on credit. Now, if you don't recognize any of these and anybody you know, that's because all of them are you, and you ain't paid nobody. You know what? You ain't even paid attention. You know, if they pulled your credit report, you know what? You probably own your own credit report as a debtor. You probably owe yourself and they paid yourself. Come on now. Let's do better and get your credit up. Here it is. But you might not know. That's why I'm here to show you and tell you signs of people with bad credit. Because I'm going to give you an example. If your credit's so bad, you've got a problem. Follow me now. Number one, you know your credit is bad when you need a cosigner for free stuff. Your credit's bad. You know your credit is bad when they repossess your motorized wheelchair with you in it. See, your credit bad. You know your credit bad when you got a 24-hour wait when you pay with cash. See, your credit bad. Your credit bad. You know your credit bad when rental center won't let you take your big screen TV home. You have to come up to the store and watch it. Your credit bad. Your credit bad. You know your credit bad when all three of your kids, 11, 8, and 4, got bills in their name. See, your credit bad. Your credit bad. You know your credit bad when you, oh my God, you get turned down for a prepaid debit card. You know what? Prepaid. Credit bad. You know your credit bad when you get, oh my God, you got return checks from your church on your credit report. First of all, who writes bad checks to the church? They ain't nothing to do. Credit bad. You know your credit bad when the dentist pulled three of your teeth and replaced them with three teeth from the scratch and dent box of mixed match teeth in his office. Come on now. Credit bad. Credit bad. Credit bad. Let me tell you something. When we go, I'm telling you that this credit thing is important. And I'm helping y'all. You're welcome. Now, this next segment, I'm telling you, we're doing things different. We're helping folks. Really, we're helping folks. Moving right along, connection to the bad credit. A lot of people want to file bankruptcy. They think it's so easy just to file bankruptcy. I just filed bankruptcy. I ain't going to pay it. Whatever. I just filed bankruptcy and start over. If too many people go on that route, now I'm going to say it. The bad things happen to good people, and there's nothing wrong with filing for bankruptcy when you absolutely need it. Because sometimes you get so far up under debt that you do need to get up from under any way you can so you can start over and do right and have a better life and be able to get things, okay? But now, some people, you know, they want to file bankruptcy on just anything, just for general purpose because they can. Let me tell you something. Let me give you an example. You can't file bankruptcy on anything. You can't include just anything in a bankruptcy. And I'm going to give you some examples of things you just can't include in a bankruptcy. Follow me. You're welcome. Number one, you can't include this in no bankruptcy, child support. Thanks, unless you include child support in bankruptcy so you don't got to pay it. Come on now. That's stupid. Number two, you can't include this in no bankruptcy, your rent. You better get the hell out of these folks' house or their apartment. You can't file bankruptcy and include your rent, so you ain't got to pay it and still keep living there. Number three, you can't include this in no bankruptcy. Church tithes. Lord Jesus. You know what? If you ain't paying your tithes and you didn't pledge, and come on, just stop. God don't like us. He know your heart. He also know your wallet and your bank account. Now, look here. Number four, you can't include this in no bankruptcy. The money you owe me. I bet the hell you can't. I wish you... hold on. Ooh, let me take a break real quick. Let me explain you something. If you owe me some money, I wish a person would tell me they ain't got to pay me because they included the money they owe me in the bankruptcy they found. Okay, that's how you get pinched and pistol whipped. Anyway, number five, you can include this in no bankruptcy. Money you owe your weed man. See, if you get the weed and you didn't smoke it, and you can't go to the weed man and say, "Well, I filed bankruptcy, and I included the money I owe you in the bankruptcy, so I ain't got to pay you no more for the weed you in front of me." Come on now. That's how you get stabbed, killed, okay? Somebody will shoot you. Matter of fact, they might pick up a bat and beat you in the head. Stop playing with folks. Number six, you can't include this in no bankruptcy, your gambling debt. First of all, who the hell is trying to include a gambling debt in the bankruptcy? That's probably why you can't pay your bills and you ain't got no money, because you need to get money all the way. Damn, fool. Number 7, you can't include this in a bankruptcy. Breast implants. Man, if you don't get them people back their airbags. Number 8, you can't include this in no bankruptcy. Your stolen food stamp card. Come on now. Quit playing. Quit playing with the government. Quit playing with the government. You don't think that's going to set off a red flag? Number 9, you can't include this in no bankruptcy. Your payday advance loans. You know what? That's probably why you ended up in having to file bankruptcy, because you got all these doggone payday advance loans. Come to find out, most people with payday advance loans ain't even working no more. Final number 10, you can't include this in no bankruptcy. Your back taxes. Trust me, I tried. It don't work. Yeah. You mess around and be like singing at an Akon song. You know what I mean? Mess around and got lost up. Won't let me out. No. They won't. You're welcome. I told you I'm happy, y'all. Finally, we come to the church announcements. Ooh, Jesus is good. God is good all the time. And all the time, God is good. Now I invite you to worship with us, because if you never needed the Lord before, you sure enough need him now. These times is rough. They tough. And we need a Savior. We need a healer for the land. So I invite you, please, come and worship in our sanctuary or as we stream live. For we are the Church of Jesus Takes the Wheel. I got the gas, Baptist Church. Now we are small in number, but we are big in faith. Let me say that again. We're small in number, but we are big in faith. The reason why I like to do this church announcement is because I want to make sure that everyone's kept abreast of what's going on within the church, that the body is uniform, that we're all on one accord. There's no saint left behind. I like to do the church announcements for individuals that may not have been able to attend in the sanctuary. And may not have access to the internet as we stream for the sick and the shut it up in. Also like to do the church announcements for individuals that were in the sanctuary or were watching us as we stream but missed some parts or all of the announcements because they were so busy pointing and laughing and giggling about stuff and they wasn't focused on the word. They focus on man and not God. Let me tell you something. Yeah, I know I had a hole in my pants. I sure do. I know I had a hole in my pants. I know my zip was down. Sure was. So what you was laughing at, just pointed out I had a little hole in the back. And then in the front, my zip was down. So the pastor's up there preaching, but still focus on the word. Okay? Y'all focus on the hole and the zip. Let me tell you something. I noticed that a lot of men was laughing. Okay? I know y'all was laughing. Y'all was laughing at the hole. But you should have been paying attention because your wives was pointing to the zip. Now, that'll preach. Anyway. Number one. Announcement number one. Look at Mother Lucille asked for prayer for her grandson, Antonio, who got locked up over the weekend for drugs and is facing hard times. My God, good God Almighty. The church can definitely do that, Mother Lucia. We can pray for little brother Antonio. But don't ask for no money, because we praying for release, not paying for release. I guess this means also that I'm going to need to find me a new weed man. Announcement number two, the next person to fart out loud and laugh in church is going to get their face spit in. I'm going to start showing y'all what real disrespect looks like. Announcement number three, the baptismal pool is not a bathtub, okay? It's for the cleaning of the spirit, not of the body, okay? Don't jump into the baptismal and be dipped down in the water and you come up light-skinned when you went down up under the dark skin. Quit it. Finally, we get to the part of the announcement that I always look forward to not looking forward to, for it is the building fund tour. As we all know, the building fund has so much to offer. Intrigue, mystery, horror, humor, drama, but most of all, unpredictability. As of the day the building fund has raised, and I will read it just as it's written, as of the day the building fund has raised, my blood pressure I just want to take this opportunity to say to this church, starting next Sunday, we're not going to talk about the building fund. No, we're not. Because, you know, we've been doing on this building fund for several years, and it really ain't advanced in no way, shape, form, or fashion. It's gone backwards, but there has been no forward advance in the building fund. And right now, of course, we know that the sanctuary has so many needs. So you know what? Next Sunday, we're not going to even worry about the building fund. Matter of fact, if you were intending to get to the building fund, don't do it. I'm begging you. No, I'm warning you. Don't do it. Don't do it. Do not give to the building fund next week. You know why? You're going to need all your money to pay your hospital bill. Because then the first lady to the side opening up a can of whoop, you know what, on just different members. So No. Save your money. Don't spend it on the building fund. You're going to need it for your medical bills. You know what? You're going to need it for your ears, nose, and throats, because that's exactly what we're going for. Thank you all so much for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. And like I always love to do, I'm going to go ahead and press out. So I ask that all hears about, all eyes are closed, unless, of course, you're blind. Man, it really don't matter, does it? I mean, seriously. Really? For real? Wow. Oh, Lord. We thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. We thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Thank you for making a way of no way. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty. Mistrial. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. Exactly where the sick room is whatever room you're sick in. If it's in the bathroom, that's where the sick room is. If it's in the closet, that's where the sick room is. Most of all, we thank you for loving us more than we could ever love you or even ourselves. And continue to bless us and keep us, and keep your arms wrapped tightly around us, holding us close to your bosom. We will be forever mindful to give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name. Oh, and before I close out, I want to say thank you so much for making a way out of no way for me in order to get out of my little situation on Wednesday. I know I was wrong. But at the same time, it was for the right reasons. If I hurt anybody along the way with what I did, I apologize and I repent from it. But no, you ain't finna be any. No, I'm sorry. You're not finna break in line in the grocery store in front of me. You're not finna break in line. First of all, it said 10 items or less. I had 10 items. You had 11 items because I counted them in your car. And then you tried to bogart your way in front of me. Don't let that cross fool you, okay? I put these holy hands on you in an aggressive way. Now, I repent for that, okay? I repent for that. And after, you know what I'm saying, I did what I did. I did run jump in the car, you know what I'm saying? Not because I was scared of you, if you listen. I was scared of the police because I'm still on paper, okay? If I wasn't on paper, I'd have stayed there and continued to fight you and beat you down. And I was ready to fight your kids, too, because that's what I do. Oh, Jesus, okay. Stop. The door is locked. Get behind me, Satan. But most of all, Lord, we just ask that you continue to keep us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, you all have a great night. Finish your weekend strong, meaning in strength. In God's strength and his love. I cannot wait. I cannot. Well, you know what? You guys have a great week. Be blessed and not stressed. I will see you next Sunday. More nuts with more Dre. Sometimes I'm going to eat me a little bite or something to throw a little weight because I am kind of hungry. I love you guys, and there's nothing you can do to stop my love. Nothing. I'm telling you, it's nothing. And if you find out, if you find something that will stop my love, then you're going to wish you never had found it. Because that means I get to beat the hell out of you because I'm mad at you, and I'm just violent. The devil won. Don't you let the devil win. You guys take care. I'll see you.
Our Heavenly Father, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us of our trespasses. Give us the trespasses. In Jesus' name, amen.
Bring it! My life's back on track, I'm feeling good. Matter of fact, the Holy Spirit got him jumping. I don't know how to act. I sanctify Christian on a mission, God bless it. Watch the music, got him dancing, two-stepping, church and session. In the name of Jesus, we give God the glory. The book of Ephesians, Paul tells the story. How Jews and the Gentiles sharing God's promise. Peace in the Middle East, today is soon coming. I pray for more peace in the streets where we live. I pray for the day I live to see my grandkids. I pray for the day they stop the violence in the hood. From the west to the east, let me tell you what's good. The church was off the chain when we prayed in God's name. God's Holy Spirit take away all the pain. So much persecution, saints suffer retribution. I pray for my people, not the prison institutions.
Every day I pray.
I pray, I pray, I pray, I pray, I pray.
Every day I pray.
I pray, I pray, I pray, I pray.
Jesus, his power is the truth. I pray for those of you who don't know how to read or write. I pray for those of you who still don't know Jesus Christ. We live and we learn, experience the best teacher. Put the church first, listen close to the preacher. The word of God, the teacher, how to live and prosper. Stay away from foolishness, evil, slick posters. Lawyers and executives, up to no good. I pray for God's will like the Bible says I should. On the right path, the apostle preaching gospel. God's Holy Spirit.
Apostle Thomas.
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.